Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ellis Kinder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ellis Kinder. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder bunts towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Michaels covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Tucker moves to third. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. QL steals second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger bunts towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillinger moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. There goes Berardino trying to get to third. Wright throws the ball into Lottigiani, who tags Berardino for the out. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards left. Kennedy fields it and throws to second to catch Stevens for the out. Heath moves to second. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lottigiani takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0 for 1 in the game. Kinder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove strikes out. 1 out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0 for 2 in the game. Kinder hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger is hit by the pitch. Mancuso moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. QL moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Heath moves to second. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Zarrilla strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.